All right, on the injury front, John Baldwin with his head, he's better. He's in meetings today. He's going to be evaluated later on to see whether he can do anything tomorrow. And so we'll have to wait to see what's going to happen there. Lilja with his knee, he saw the doctor. The doctor's treated it. And Wednesday we'll see what he can get done with his knee. Bo with his neck, he's sore, shoulders and neck, and so we'll have to see what he can do as well. If that'll loosen up for him, if it loosens up, then we'll get him to do something. Brandon Albert with his back, he's got back spasms, we're treating those, and so we'll see what happens there. Hey, you saw the game. You saw what happened in the game. We didn't play well enough to win. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it turned out. So what we are going to do is we're going to go to work and get ready for a good Denver team that's going to come in here. And we know that we have to fight. We have to do everything in our power to be the best we can be, to be perfect. That's what I told them. We need to be perfect because that's the only way that we have a chance. And so that's what we're going to work on to try to get it done. I played both quarterbacks yesterday in the game, and when you look at the numbers, both of them are about equal as far as that goes, and then I'll let you know Wednesday which one I'm going to start for the game, and then we'll go from there. Otherwise, I'll open it up.
Earlier, when you say you have to be perfect to win, what do you mean by that?
Well, we can't make mistakes. Now, nobody's ever perfect, you know, but if you strive for perfection, then you got a chance to make it happen and make fewer mistakes. So that's what we're going to try to talk to them about.
Does the challenge get greater every week when you aren't winning at all, to keep the guys up, to try, you know, to make keep the message fresh, whatever? Is it getting harder and harder?
Sure, it does. And it's all about the mentality that the players have, because when you lose, nobody feels good about losing. Everybody's frustrated about losing, you know, players, coaches, fans, owners, everybody, you know. And so what we want or what we need is we need to try to win a game to make us feel better, give us a little confidence. And then if you win one, then maybe we can win another one. So that's the hard part of this, our situation, where we are.
You said owners, too, are upset about losing. What does Clark convey to you?
No, I didn't say upset. I said frustrated. Yeah.
So is he not upset then about
it? You got to ask Clark. I didn't see. You guys always want to try to put words here and there. I've talked about the frustration of coaches, players, fans, owners, GMs. Everybody's frustrated. You guys are frustrated about this team and the way we've done. And we understand that and we know that. All right, and we're going to work, and we're going to fight, and we're going to try to get it done and try to get a win. And so that's what we work on every week to try to do.
What's the evaluation process with the quarterbacks? There seems to be a real similarity that nobody's been able to really take a step forward. How are you going to try to judge which guy gives you the better chance to win?
Well, you kind of look at the scenarios that they're in the game to see how the guys around them played, to see what their options are, or when they had the ball in their hands, and then you just make a decision and go from it.
Is there any scenario where Ricky Stanzi would get a chance this season?
Well, there's always a scenario, and we'll have to evaluate that and see.
Coach, with Peyton Manning coming to town, obviously the year that he's had, what has impressed you and maybe concerns you most with the way he's performed when he's bringing town?
Well, the fact that he's Peyton Manning is probably one of the best quarterbacks of all time. He's a Hall of Famer. He's done a great job with that team of lifting those guys up, not only the offensive players, but he's lifted the defense and lifted that organization, you know, and so he brings a lot to the table.
You had success against him, though.
We've played him, and we've been able to win, but it never was easy.
Roman, is there anything you can do like differently as far as practice is structured? Is there anything dramatic that you could do to change how practice is conducted to maybe translate to a different result on the field? Or?
Well, the thing we need to do is we need to work on fundamentals and techniques, you know, and as much of that work as we can get it's important for us because we do have a young team and we're still learning, you know, and we've had to play some guys out of position last game, and so all of those things make a difference.
Donald Stevenson, how do you play right tackle?
Well, you know what? He was energetic. I think he felt good about playing. I don't think it was too big for him, but he's a rookie, and he does make some mistakes.
What about when he went to left tackle?
Same thing, yeah.
What kind of right guard is Eric Winston?
Well, Eric is a smart player, and the thing that Eric, that transition from tackle to guard, because at guard, they're on you quicker. You got that three technique right on your outside shoulder, whereas at tackle, the guy, you can be a little bit further off the ball, and so the guy is not on you as quick. So you got to get used to how close they are to you and how quickly it happens.
What about Hawks being played?
At times he did good. At other times, you know, he struggled some because a couple of times he overset, you know, and got beat on a counter move. But he's a smart kid, and, you know, he's played and got experience in the league.
Was there a one of those league point of emphasis things this week? You guys had called twice for the flyer, I guess, out of bounds or not.
The flyer or the gunner, as we call them, they're not allowed to run out of bounds on their own. There has to be contact that forces them out of bounds. And sometimes it's a thin line, you know, because you're right there at the sideline. Those guys are right on you, you know, and they put the hand out, flash the hand at you. And so you avoid that hand and you step out of bounds and they drop the flag on us. You know, we know that we're not able to run out of bounds, but, hey, in the heat of the battle, those guys, they tried to defend themselves and stepped out of bounds and we got a call.
What about the Denver defense? I mean, they're really rushing the quarterback pretty well. What do you see from those guys from what you've seen so far?
That, like you mentioned, those guys coming off the edge are really good. You know, and they got Champ, you know, and he can cover. I think that we're going to have to do a really good job with our edge protection. Otherwise, you know, we're going to struggle more.
Considering all the shuffling of the offensive line, I think your offense only had one penalty yesterday. Is that a step in the right direction as far as you're concerned?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, that's a step in the right direction because early in the year, you know, we were getting more penalties, you know, from the offense. And so if we can eliminate penalties, that's one of the things I've talked to them about is about eliminating penalties. And so if we can eliminate penalties, that helps us.
How much do you think that as each week goes on, the guys are pressing more? It seems like yesterday, Matt – it messed up a handoff. You didn't know how many times that you had a timeout at the end of the half. You think guys in their eagerness to try to do something are making even more mistakes as time goes on?
Well, sometimes that happens. They do more than – they try to help out before they do their job, you know, sometimes. And I think that happened a couple times. Now, in Matt's defense on that one, he was told to call the timeout you know, right after he ran the play. But I called the timeout on the sideline, and he didn't realize that I called it.
All right. Thank you.